So a couple of Ansem should clear it right up. And if that doesn't work, then I'll prescribe some. And that should do the trick.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Just what the Doc ordered, thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.
Yeah, boy, it's time for our catch-up. Oh, nice birdsong smell.
Got
it's time
birds
for our catch-up with Doc for Just What the Doc Ordered. And we've got a special guest in the studio, Morena Adam.
Morena, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming up. We're excited to chat. Your role at Doc is Principal Ranger for the Auckland Marine District. Is
yep.
that right?
Yep, that's one, yep.
So what does that involve?
Yeah, cool. So a Principal Ranger is kind of your classic like team lead role, right?
Mm,
so I have this year got 17 Rangers in my team.
Cool.
We're out
cool.
doing super cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Auckland's really lucky to have this amazing new Marine District, which basically means about 30 new staff just doing work on the Hauraki Gulf and the Hauraki Gulf alone.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interesting stuff happening with the Hauraki Gulf, some new marine protections, right?
Yeah, totally. There's a new act that went through, came into play a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hauraki Gulf Te Kapama 1 and Marine Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool, creates 19 new marine protected areas.
Cool.
So it's like 1,500 square kilometres, about twice the size of Singapore is now a protected area here in Hauraki Gulf.
That's so cool. What are some of the problems that the Hauraki Gulf is facing at the moment?
Yeah, sadly too many, eh?
Yeah.
So, look, you know, it's been pretty clear for a while that the health of the Gulf, the Māori, is just dropping and dropping, right?
Mm.
She's not in a good way. She needs a bit of love. So the one that a lot of people talk about are kina barons, right? We've got an imbalance. We've taken out the things that predate on kina, those big snapper, those big crayfish. We just don't have the numbers we used to.
Yeah.
No. So you have this huge explosion in kina numbers, which are just eating through our kelp reefs.
Gosh, it's so funny how like one little thing can change so much and have massive consequences for
our totally
water.
Yeah, totally. And look, you know, it's not the kinna's fault. The kinna are doing what kinna do, right?
Yeah.
Which is eat kelp. That's what
they're
supposed to do. But the balance isn't there.
Yeah.
That's what we need back.
Right. Yeah, hard. Right. And so what will these new protections sort of involve? Can you give us an overview of what it looks like?
Yeah, of course. So two of the marine reserves, the one over at Cathedral Cove and the one at Gough Island, they've been made bigger. Which is super cool. So the Gough Island Marine Reserve, it's 50 years old this year.
Wow.
So we've learned a lot, and that's now tripled in size, which is super cool.
Yeah.
You've got these new ideas called HPAs, High Protection Areas.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 of those, and they are no-take areas.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is they allow for active restoration.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can do stuff, community groups with permits, etc., can do things to speed up the recovery.
Cool. Yeah. So there's lots of ways in which our listeners could get involved if they wanted to.
Yeah, totally. And look, a lot of it's coming, right? It's brand new legislation, so it takes a little bit of time for the wheels to turn.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, absolutely, get involved with community groups that are doing stuff along the coastline and keep in touch and keep your eyes open for cool opportunities that are coming through.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. And for those who love getting out on the water and potentially like a bit of fishing... What advice do you have for us now that these protections are in place and things?
Yeah, cool. So, look, most Kiwis like to get in the water. Most Kiwis like to go and get a feed. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? And down the line, what everyone really wants is abundance. We all want the same outcome, right? And I think, you know, we've seen marine protection work for a long time. And I think the amount of boats you see anchored 50 metres off the edge of a marine reserve kind of shows you that marine protection works, right? Because there's some pretty good fish in there. For this year, what I'd say is, look, please take a moment to learn about these new areas. Hop onto Doc's website, onto our Facebook page. You'll find a ton of information. You can update your GPS units through there. You can download maps, all that kind of stuff. Take a bit of time to learn the why as well. There's loads of really cool information on there.
It's true. You know, everyone loves a kaimoana, but it's important to make sure that you're doing so in a respectful and responsible way.
Do these new protections include commercial fishing?
Yeah, sure. So look, this is a controversial bit, and there's no point hiding from that.
Mm.
So two of those protected areas, the HPAs, have an allowance for what they're calling limited commercial fishing.
Okay.
So a small number of operators have been given the permit to say, hey, look, you can keep doing what you do in the way you do it in two of these areas.
Yeah.
So it's three species, 6 months of the year, and gets reviewed in 3 years' time.
Do you hope that one day it'll be different and it'll just be, like, totally left alone?
I mean, I think really the key is finding ways to help the Gulf bounce back.
Yeah,
right?
We
all use and play on the Gulf in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need is something that comes together, provides abundance for the Gulf.
Yeah.
For the Gulf in itself.
All over
but also
it.
So that us that want to go and grab a fee, want to go spearfishing, want to go and gather a bit of kai can do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really,
yeah.
I think that's the goal.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So what will be the next steps in terms of monitoring the progress, and when will we know how it's going.
Yeah, cool. So ongoing, leading all the way into this new marine protection and ongoing at the moment are various types of surveys. Us or Canuni and other organisations have been out doing surveys to kind of get that baseline data, right? Because you need to know what the baseline is to find out what's changed and what hasn't changed.
Totally.
And these surveys are ongoing. Keep going. And every 5 years, Doc will write a report as to the progress. What's worked, what hasn't worked, what are good ideas, what are not great ideas, and we can work out from there.
Oh, yeah. So cool. It's so cool that there's such great mahi going on. You know, even though it's struggling and it's hard and there's bad news, there's hope.
There's lots of good news too,
yeah. Yeah, totally. And look, you know, there's a lot of studies from all around the world that shows actually the moana bounces back quicker than the whenua. If you give her a chance, right?
Okay.
You know, some studies from here in Auckland Uni that, hey, if you can reduce those kina numbers down to their natural levels,
yep.
It actually takes less than 2 years for a good 60% of a kelp forest to come
back.
Wow. That's fast, really, right?
Yeah.
And that's why these HPAs are important, because they let active restoration happen.
Yeah.
Whereas in a traditional marine reserve, it's a lock, right? It's a, you leave it, we study it, and you don't change things. Whereas a HPA, we get a chance to give it a bit of a boost.
If people want to learn more about these new protections and also what they can be doing to be responsible, they can check out Doc website, but there's also things like the Marine Mate app and stuff as well, right?
Yeah, totally, yes. The Doc website's great. Like I say, you can download your files for your GPS, all that kind of cool stuff. Easy, fast way to see what's changed is the Marine Mate app, and that has all the new protected areas in there as well. And also the big chart plotter companies are slowly rolling out. So we know Navionics recently have put their updates in. So that's all coming through.
Cool. Oh,
very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to a summer out there on the water. I don't know about you two.
Oh, man. Have you had a swim yet?
Yeah, I have. I've got a couple.
Are you one of those crazy, like, cold plunges through the winter?
I'm really not. Honestly, I'm really, really not. However, my toddler is, right?
Oh, my
so
God.
She is sprinting straight in. And, of course, I'm sprinting after her. And we're just having the best time. It's
that's
great.
Awesome.
Oh, honestly.
Love to hear it.
We've both been for our first swims recently. And I'm just looking forward to a good summer out there in the water.
Yeah,
and, yeah, so best of luck to you and all your rangers. Will they continue to look after the beautiful waters?
Awesome. Thanks so much. And hey, if any listeners out see anyone out on the water, come and say hi. Like, we're all happy to have a chat and talk about the new stuff that's come through.
Kaua. Thank you so much, Adam.
That was Just What the Doc Ordered. Thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.